If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. You can also hear us at ST for St. Anthony Alston.org, and you can just check out where it says radio show. So there's all different ways to hear us. Well, normally I do a homily. I don't always, but it's usual that I do a homily on the Monday after the Sunday, which usually Mondays, that's exactly what they are. But I mean, I do one for the podcast. It follows the Sunday where I delivered it. And for the radio show, it's a week after. But I'm not having a homily this week because this week was the week that we had to do the Catholic appeal during Mass. So I did give a bit of a homily, but I didn't give one that I thought really belonged on radio or on the podcast. So what I thought I would do is I would also give a bit of an explanation of what I was talking about yesterday in light of the reading. Because the reading was from Ephesians, it was from St. Paul. And the reading, which was the second reading, obviously, that I worked on, the reading actually is one of the key ones that is the difference between being Catholic and Protestant, literally, because it really was the focus during the Protestant Reformation. Now, I hope you understand that what I'm explaining to you here has nothing to do at all with making any kind of separation between the two. It's just helping us to understand how some people believe in Protestantism and some people believe in Catholicism. And again, I'm using the term Protestantism for the simple reason that it is one of the key readings coming out of the Protestant Reformation. Now, first of all, we have to understand what the Protestant Reformation was, and we realize that was when Martin Luther, realizing that there were some serious issues in the church, and he stood up and said, we have to make some changes. And what happened was the leaders of the church went into this, I guess you could say, this defensive mode. And so this whole thing kind of got out of control until the point that you had this complete separation between those who listened to Luther and those who listened to the magisterium, we'll say, of the church. And so there was this great division that happened. Well, one of the reasons why you have the Protestant Reformation is because it was after the invention of the printing press. And with the printing press, we had the Gutenberg Bible. Because one of the things that Martin Luther talked about was the importance of getting the Bible into the hands of the people. And you couldn't have done that prior to the invention of the Gutenberg press. So that was one important element of the Protestant Reformation. So what happened is that was one of the calls, and Martin Luther used the Bible to come up with a lot of his doctrine. Now, Martin Luther also believed in something that we as Catholics don't, but many people in the non-Catholic Christian traditions believe in, and that is that the Bible is the sole source of revelation. We as Catholics believe in tradition and the scripture. But that, and the reason, or one of the, I could say, the reason why you could say about the Bible being the sole source, again, goes back to the Gutenberg Bible. Because now the Bible can be essentially, I could use the term mass produced, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet until we get more a more proliferation of printing presses. You know, understand, if you've probably seen the Xerox commercials, understand that prior to the invention of the printing press, copying and printing was done by hand. So if you've seen the Xerox commercials, they always show the monk as their symbol because that's how they made copies. And so now the printing press comes, and now it speeds up the process enormously. And now if you have more printing presses, that speeds up the process even more. So if you really think about this, we can go back to the early days of the United States when they had the printing press that put out newspapers, and Ben Franklin was one of the editors of a newspaper. None of that could have existed prior to the Gutenberg press. So we're seeing a radical change because of the Gutenberg press, similar to what we're seeing now with the internet, a radical change in how information is disseminated. So with that, you have Martin Luther calling for the Bible to be put into the hands of the people. So we see that going on too. Now, one of the things that Martin Luther is saying, and he found this in the Bible in seven places, and we're looking at the one from Ephesians, where St. Paul talks about the difference between salvation by faith and salvation by works, or we could also say salvation by grace. Now, what does that mean, salvation by grace? Jesus dies on the cross, and because his actions on the cross bring salvation to the people, and those who accept Jesus into their lives receive the grace of the Lord, and through that grace they are saved. Now, many people claim the Catholics believe in salvation by works, which we don't, but even some Catholics don't understand this. Salvation by works says the aspect of we work really hard and try to be the really good people, and the more good we do, the more we draw closer to salvation. So, we are saved by doing good works. That is not how we are saved, but many people believe, Catholics believe that, and some Catholics, in fact, believe that. They believe that as long as they're doing good things, they are saved, but that is not Catholic teaching. And what real Catholic teaching is a combination of both. And that is, as we see in Ephesians, that by grace, Jesus dies on the cross. Well, I should put it this way. Jesus dies on the cross, and his grace comes upon all who are open to receive it. And once that happens, in response to receiving that grace, they do good works. And one of the ways I explained it is, and I always explain it, is as we grow in grace, we understand the world differently. And as we understand the world differently, we act on it differently. So therefore, someone who does not believe in God will act one way, and those of us who are living, seeking to live the gospel, will act another way, even if we're talking about the exact same thing. So, you know, maybe an example would be something that I've used before. If you ever go to a candy machine and you find change in the coins, some people will say, well, finders keepers, and so they will take that change for themselves. I believe that since that's not my money, I leave it alone. Someone else may take it, but I'm not going to take it because it's not my money. You see that? And I do that because of my understanding of how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to act. And I get my understanding of how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to act by our faith. So an interesting thing I saw on YouTube was this mother and her son who walked through a subway entrance. And of course, there was only one entrance, one fee paid. So the son essentially stole his admission, his subway fee. And so the mother scolded him, and he had to go back, turn around, and then come through the system, this time having to pay. And it was her way of teaching, this is the way we act in the world. Now, that doesn't say, as I was talking about, atheists might be different. That doesn't say that atheists would teach their children to steal. No, I'm not saying that. But our way of understanding the world is different. And so if you have one person who is seeking to live the gospel in such a powerful way that they understand that they want to live in service to God and doing God's will because they believe in growing in his grace and growing in the wisdom that comes from his grace, they're going to act one way. If someone believes in nothing beyond this world and only believes in the material, they'll act a different way. And even though it may seem subtle at one point, and other times it may seem stark, and those two things reflect on this understanding of salvation. Our salvation comes from the action of Jesus on the cross, and our way of living our life is a response to that action. If we live our life exactly the same way as we would be if Jesus never died on the cross, there, and we don't believe in God, then our way of living is not going to be reflective of our belief. And so it's not a response to the grace. So we actually live not strictly by grace, but by receiving the grace from the Lord and responding to it. So it's a combination of two. And that's basically what I talked about yesterday. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.